Thank you. have nothing to do with it. But the whole thing is that condemnation was in control. They never have been saved. And the problem with Israel was they never heard the voice of the prophet dealing with them. They carried on. They had the priest, had the ritual, had the sacrifice, but they still were not together. Still were unholy. This is the problem in these United States of America, in the religious circles of our time. The church is carried on from a system that doesn't produce change in the human heart. It was a cry of the prophet that a system was being maintained and preserved out of relationship to the inner life of the people. That's what the cry the prophet threw out, the cry for holiness and the trouble they had. And I can tell you in 1987, the trouble is there. It's holiness. The trouble is the people walking with God and telling everybody to God.
Kind of holy. And Elias and his wife represented the
devil. You hear me? David represented Satan, finding his way into that holy congregation. If every room corrupting, polluting, of establishing a lie, that will be inside of the church. Oh, I've learned something. I want to tell you, church, there's nothing on the outside of the church. Everything out there is broken, can become a homosexual. Everything on the outside can become an alcoholic. Everything out there in real life and itself will have no effect on us. But when we allow that to be broken, we allow them to be broken. We have lost our good moment.
Holy.
Why?
all the might. It cannot ignore these conditions of people professing one thing and living something else. They require, first of all, that everything shall be constituted on a heavenly realm. And if the Apostle Peter had not discerned that lie, the church would have been in trouble. If he hadn't discerned what's going on at that altar, had he not been in contact with God to know that lie's being told there, then the spirit of life would have left that church. Amen. It will not continue on. You listening to me? It will not. You and I sitting here in the presence of God, you and this television audience, in the presence of God, we need to know in your life individually and in the church collectively, the spirit of life cannot ignore such conditions. And if we're not in tune with God, so that he can reveal such a thing, then the loss of the church is going to be staggering. I said it's going to be staggering because the Holy Spirit will not manifest himself where such a lie is ignored. That is, it shall be really an expression. The church must be an expression and representation of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Ghost, and this is God's estimate of a church and an individual Christian. That we must be a representation, an expression of Christ by the Holy Ghost. We must be. To profess that and willfully live something else not only brings death to the Ananias and Sapphira, but if it isn't detected, it'll bring death to that assembly. I'm just as sure this morning that the death that prevails in the church of the living God is because of the tolerance of sin that's in the church. There is enough sin in the average church to make grown men vomit. I'm talking about spirit-filled so-called churches tolerating their so-called sipping saints. There's those that believe that a little adultery isn't wrong if you love one another. There's all kinds of things being taught today as being tolerated. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit doesn't tolerate any more in 1987 than it did in 1801. He's still the nature of God. And this is what the church must express. Every fresh, listen to me, the Spirit spontaneously, the Spirit of God in you, spontaneously reproduces the nature of Christ. If you got a hold of something that they call the Holy Ghost and it isn't producing Christ in you, you got the wrong spirit. I said you got the wrong spirit. If you've been all over this country, we have men playing games with the Holy Spirit. I know Dr. Ost from Mexico City, gone to heaven now, built that great work, I guess, next to Cho in Korea. Maybe the largest work, individual work going down in Mexico City. Wife and I were down there preaching with him. He's been here. He traveled out of that across the country.
idolatry. That's what he was doing. He came from the washing of idolatry. He just being clean. So he filled with the Holy Ghost and to feel comfortable in idolatry. They do not have the nature of God. The Holy Spirit in us will automatically, spontaneously reproduce the nature of Christ. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, he leads you into what? All truth. Why is the truth? Jesus said, I am the truth.
Find the life of God and let that life flow up through you. He'll prevail. This is what they must see.
Add to the Holy Ghost.
Holiness.